Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. On The Big Interview today, we're with Vinnie Samways, who took the gamble of a lifetime in 1996 by swapping top-flight English football for life with Las Palmas in Spain's Segunda División. Vinny gives us an insight into the football culture on Gran Canaria and the journey that took him to take on the best in the world while they were playing in La Liga. Listen on.
It was a step backwards in terms of maybe going from Premier League to the second division, but obviously I'm thinking this is short term. Because I do believe with what they've got in place, we can get up. Never easy, and the proof's in the pudding, because it took us a couple of years. So, yeah, it was a risk, but it was one that I was prepared to take. So that was really the start of that. When I first went to, obviously, you've possibly been there, to the Insular, Las Palmas' old ground. It held around 25,000 supporters. Every other week we played at home, it was full. And it was a typical, it reminded me of the old Upton Park, where if you took a throw in, a fan could touch you on the shoulder. They were that close to the pitch. So, I mean, the first time I played there, I couldn't believe the atmosphere. It was just phenomenal. And the Canarian people's knowledge of football is amazing. Absolutely. They live and die for their club. And I couldn't believe it, because you're talking about an island, which is 2 hours away from the mainland on a flight. And I'm thinking, wow, this is proper. And at that time, Barcelona B were in the Segunda, second division. And the likes of Xavi, Carlos Boyo, Gabri, they had some phenomenal players. I'll never forget when I played against Xavi and Co. the first time. I'm thinking, wow, these guys can play. This was like, I mean, a football session. It was like, you have it, we'll have it for 5 minutes. And the pace of the game was totally different, 100% to the Premier League, because at the time when I was playing back in the UK, it was more back to front if possible. Okay, we didn't do that at Tottenham, and possibly the likes of United didn't do it, but majority of teams at the time were back to front. So obviously me going there was obviously not just a culture change, it was obviously adapting to the way they play. But I found it quite easy. It's the way I've always been brought up at Tottenham, of possession football. And so, apart from the language barrier, the adapting to the Spanish football wasn't too difficult for me. The heat was phenomenal. It was like, we used to play when we played on the island around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, which again, I couldn't get used to. And the heat was still like 25, 26 degrees. The pitches were, I mean, dry. Like, I mean, even they would float the pitches 20 minutes before the game at half time. Within 20 minutes, they're dry. And no, just this is why we had some amazing results and more when we went to the Liga against the bigger side, because the Real Madrid come fast. We are going to knock it around for fun. The pitch is dry. So they want a wet pitch where they can zip it around. And it wasn't that we didn't want it, because we did want it, because we were trying to do the same as what they did. But just because of circumstances and weather, it just dried up so quick. But I mean, it was like a culture shock at the beginning. And I've only ever worn in England aluminiums, because you don't wear rubber studs in England, because maybe pre-season game when it's mid-July and it's baking up. But I mean, Saturday, week in, week out, there's aluminiums, because the pitches are soft. 9 times out of 10, it's raining at some stage. And all of a sudden, I'm playing at home and I'm wearing rubber studs. I'm thinking, wow, this is even better. It's like wearing a pair of slippers.
Given how much you like to be on the ball and how you like to use the ball, this slippers thing, does it slightly improve your control or your feel about using the ball?
For me, yes, totally. I feel it's something that you just feel. I felt more in control because you wear aluminiums and they can obviously underneath you can get your feet can start obviously getting swollen and but with rubber studs, very rarely would you get even on an hard pitch, you won't be getting none of that. And I just, once I got used to it, it was, for me, I was like, this is lovely. Obviously, when we went to the mainland, it's totally different. You're going back into different weathers. And but like it was a culture shock, but something that I adapted to very quickly, and I really enjoyed it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.